Blog Talk Radio.
Righteous power. Right back again with another episode here, Supreme Transformation and Supreme Transmissions. We're going to be talking about, whoever has any questions afterward. There's time. Although the discussion is going to be regarding Kobe Bryant's hoax and fake death, which a lot of you all are boo-hooing and whatnot. Although I'm not going to rain on your parade, I'm just going to drop a couple of seeds, a couple of ideas on how you are constantly being experimented on. And what I mean by that is from different perspectives. We all know about your chemtrails, your food. You're a constant experiment. Your water, nothing is ever given to you pure. Everything you receive has been tampered with from the rooter to the tutor. And they basically experiment on how you receive it, how receptive you are, how they have produced no free thinkers or non-free thinking, where everything, every thought you have is controlled. You never can conceive outside of the box, let alone think outside the box. So they have things lined up for you. You got Blue Beam, Project Blue Beam lined up for you, where they've tested on concerts and people thought Dre and Tupac was out there, or not Dre. Dre's still alive. But Tupac was out there rapping. Other sites, people thought they seen angels and spirits and UFOs, all kinds of things. So you have to remember who you're dealing with. you're dealing with a by nature devil and a lord of illusions. I'll repeat that. Lord of illusions and a pure devil. That's what you're dealing with. And once when you take your mind off of anything less than that, you're fooling yourself. You think this world is a utopia filled of pedophilia. They're trying to legalize homosexuality, death, murder, rape, lying, thieving. You're in hell. Now, whatever hell they told you to imagine outside the one you already are in, you better think again of what you imagine and compare it to what you already hear. Meaning, everything you've been taught you can imagine is already here. You've just been taught to accept it, or you have been so used to it now, it's fine with you. So let's first get that business out of the way before we get on little Kobe Bryant here. Although Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bean Bryant, you know, a bean is something really small. Really small. Although it contains a lot. So you can't think too small of this person here. He's not a dumbbell. People who obviously knew him clearly knew he wasn't an idiot by far. Very, especially since he started getting with more intellectual people in Hollywood, and he started to take that other level. And you get more advanced in the masonry or the gaysonry or whatnot. Although point being, he wasn't no fool. People have instincts. People know when things are about to take place. I'll just say the elites or the celebrities, sort of thing. The celebrities still are human beings, at least most of them. And they're iconic figures that are used for many, many different things, mainly to influence the masses or the asses. As you clearly see, it seemed like half the world was just in sorrow over that. In sorrow. It'll really be something you all truly found out that you were being toyed with, and your sorrowness was just an experiment. It's almost like somebody playing a sick joke on you. That's what this is. Let's first of all look at the timing. Super Bowl week. Where everybody's mind is on sports of this world. Everybody's talking about the big Super Bowl football game coming up. I think the Clippers and the Lakers coming up. And then it's days after LeBron James passes him in the scoring. You all got to pay attention to all this here. A real free thinker, a critical thinker, or a mathematical thinker considers every detail, everything. Now, this world taught you not to pay attention to details because they want a controlled society of foods. Meaning you go in the store, you don't read your label. All you're looking for is it a cupcake? Is it chips? What Coke or Pepsi you looking for? Is it diet? Is it cherry? Is it this? Is that? Is it Hamburger Helper or this or that? You're not taught to research and investigate what exactly you're putting in your body, let alone what exactly you are digesting your mind and your thinking. So you're the asses or the masses of people who the heads or the elites think for you. Back to Kobe. So Kobe wasn't no dumbbell. He knows how this goes. He knows the elite's world very well. Very well. You get up in a certain class of money, and he sees all these guys getting taken down. He sees the Russell Simmons. He sees the Bill Cosby's, the R. Kelly's. He knows when these people want to come after you, they coming after you. Especially if you are one of the Los Angeles niggers. And that wasn't by no accident also. Because that's what they conceive them, one of the Los Angeles niggers. So when you're just a Los Angeles nigger, then your money, whenever they want to come take it, it means nothing to them. It's render unto Caesar what is his. So he knows, and they've been sharing with him, but I hope you all continue to pay attention. You more than listen. Actually, listen. And let in or listen, and also really put thought to what I'm about to say here. So he's keeping up his meetings or certain rituals they have to do. You all don't see behind the scenes here. You all don't know anything about the Pandora box and the different rituals they have to do, and drinking blood and all kinds of just madness these people have to do. You have no idea. Yet this is the world that you're taught that you want to be like, because you can't see past the dollar sign. You don't realize the price for these dollar signs is the price of somebody's soul they have to sell. You know nothing of that. And those of you who think you know a little bit about it, you really don't know as much as you think. But the things these people have to do and the things these people had did just to get a check. So he's overdue for a sacrifice. Dad uncut him off, his mom cut him off. They already know. They know he's going further in Hollywood. So they cut ties with him a long time ago. It was more than just over Vanessa, or they didn't approve of him marrying. You know, it was bigger than that. They started to see a different Kobe. And when they started to see a different Kobe, they drifted. They were once a family. He lived with them in Italy and traveled the world with his dad and his mom. They've been moving all over the world. Now suddenly, they're very distant. He's totally sold in the Hollywood world. So he's going to these meetings. They tell him, Kobe, you owe us. You owe Lucifer. You owe us. What are you going to offer? Where is your blood sacrifice or your offering for all that Lucifer has given you? All of the wealth and the fame. You're so popular. You have so much influence. These are the powers they look at. It's more than money. You have kids and children that look up to you. You have adults and people who role model, who idolize you, who view you as a god, a Babylonian god. That's what Lucifer is. And these people are Luciferian, by the way. A Babylonian god. You know, the Statue of Liberty, which is also light-bearing, the little light there, that's symbolic of the light-bearer or Lucifer. Because you all are in the dark and they have that little bit of light. Not the sunlight, what I'm giving you. I'm giving you all the light. They give you a little light that shines only good in dark. That light's only good in the dark. And who represents the dark? You all. So the Statue of Liberty, the 33 degree of masonry, just above freezing, just above death, you all are frozen and below freezing temperatures. They have 33 and a third just above freezing, just above you. So in order for them to be just above you, you got to be dumbed down. You have to be non-thinkers. So Kobe's not a fool. He knows, just like Mike Tyson, eventually they got his daughter, just like Dr. Gay Dre before he got his billion, Gay Jr., had to be sacrificed, just like Bill Cosby and his son died on the side of the road, nothing taken, just like Michael Jordan before he retired and came back broke after they got done with him because he owed the sacrifice as well. You know, Satan always come to collect his debt later on. You know, before Michael Jordan, we'll get to Michael Jackson in a bit. Before Michael Jordan came back and got his billion-dollar check and his Jordan shoe deals and all other stuff he already had, but they stripped him that. It wasn't just no gambling debt to the mob. That's nothing. It was his debt to the bafflement. It was his debt to the elite. So they wanted his father, or they wanted him to give a sacrifice. He wasn't going to give his son up or his wife. So he gave them their dad, who was shot or murdered also. For no apparent reason, no motive, no sus. This is how you always be suspicious of it. But like Tupac, no suspects, no leads. These are things that make these things for a thinking person, lets a person know, wow, it would seem like somebody that's so important would get all of the support of the law enforcement and everything, witnesses. You know, Tupac gets his head blown off allegedly on the strip, not just in Las Vegas, on the strip where there's hundreds of people around. Many witnesses, stoplights with cameras on them. You can't hardly go nowhere in a big city where there's, or a small city where there's no cameras at the lights, at the stoplight. So, my point is, you have to think. I can go on and on with my thinking. Although, how much of you all can think? We know you can receive and allow somebody else to think for you. Although, how many people can freely think and be free thinkers. How many of y'all want to be free thinkers? Better yet, how many have the capability being a free thinker? I'm just dropping seeds, because that's what you need to do today. You destroy it for the lack of thinking and a lack of knowledge, not for the lack of nothing else. So Kobe knows he has his sacrifice. They want his daughter. They want his wife. That's all he got. One of his four daughters. So mind you, again, he's not a dumbbell. He's not a dumb. These people in the elite world, they know, although they know fully well what they've done and what they have committed themselves to, they are not stupid. One thing, not just myself from my observation of Kobe, even other people. One thing people can say from his conversation, from him traveling to different places and speaking different languages and knowing the game, the basketball game, or studying it or whatever he did. One thing everybody knew about this guy is he wasn't stupid. He was by far, or he is, shall I say. He's by far away from being stupid or a dumbbell. I will say that about him. I don't even care for him or don't have any interest of him as a person. You know, I watch him play ball a little bit, and it was entertaining. Although I don't look at him any different than the other entertainer. Whether if it's a singer or a rapper or anybody else that I may pay attention to their entertainment. Although I know who they truly serve. You all say Satan was an entertainer. He was a great musician, an entertainer. So that same spirit of entertaining you entertaining you from what? From your true inner self with outside interferences. So anyways, he knows he and his daughter or whomever needs to, well, he's got to escape. Although he's got to escape to make it look like he did what they asked, or they did it to him. Because he knows it's coming. He knows if you don't give these people, and they wouldn't tear Kobe down with, it's not, they don't work like that. When you got money, you a nigga, they're going to make, first thing they're going to do is take your money like Bill Cosby and all the rest of them. They're going to strip you down. They ain't going to just blow you up. They're going to make sure your money is secured first, and then they'll break you down. Like they did Michael Jackson or whatnot, or the clone of Michael Jackson. That's another thing. All these people, any entertainer or president or anybody of any importance, always has a double. Although in this day and time, many of them, even if you watch Gemini Man, they make clones now of these people like Keys. I'll say it again. They are making clones of these entertainers like house keys on a door. This is old information. You don't know this by now. You really been having your head up your ass. Straight truth. You need to take it out of your ass. Now, for any idiots to have to, this is why there's a third eye on your dollar bill, which means you can only see the world, the hidden world. That's the hidden eye also. You only can see the world through the third eye, not your physical eye. So if you're waiting for your master or you're waiting for this wicked beast of this world to physically show you that which, you know, the devil's a liar, the devil's a deceiver, and you want the devil or you want Satan to reveal something to you, you're a fucking idiot. And you should shoot yourself right now. Don't waste any for your own good, because you can only expect suffering to come to you. All that. You can expect the cancers is out here, the oxygen tanks and arthritis and whatever else you get from old age and sickness. You can expect it all, so you might as well check out right now. That's what zombies get. Anyway, back over to this here. So he knows he got to make this move. And he executed it perfectly, practically, perfectly. It gets all the attention. You know, he's always like, he's a Leo, by the way. He's always did things for attention. He used to ride the media, Kobe. That's one thing he wasn't shy of, or that he's not shy of, is the camera. He loves them. He uses those things. That's one thing I would say also, that he mastered. And I mean by master, he would literally use the media to communicate with him. I mean, to communicate with another player or to communicate with whoever he was trying to communicate with. Kobe would use the media. Go back and study and watch. He wasn't no fool. I know, because if I was utilizing those opportunities, I'll do the set. That's exactly how I would think. Well, I think like that now on utilizing certain tools of social media or certain other things, communication. Any communicator . So there's many places to hide. Many. And, you know, they got places, like I said, those who have to see it with their physical eyes will never be able to see it. Places mean you just imagine shit. They're in cities or whatnot. That's a hint to the wise that these people are up to something. That's a hint. All right, I'm going to play some of the places I have out here, and I'll be returning.
Underground London. In this city, located in an old war bunker in London, they managed to sustain a whole farm. This seems impossible. However, they did it using a hydroponic, vertical, pesticide-free system. Also, they used the space much more efficiently, saving 40% of the water used on it. Number 2, earthquake, Mexico City. As you had already imagined, this is the complete opposite to a skyscraper, as it goes down towards the Earth's core. 65 stories, to be precise, It has a pyramid-shaped design and an open central space where daylight can flood into the depths of the earth. Number 3, the Low Line, New York. The Low Line is a project based.
Well, that's some of the few places that they have there where there's some in London, there's some in New York. I'm talking all underground places. They're able to get water, food, daylight down there, you name it. These are just things, little things that we know of. There's things these people are doing or that they have that ain't heard of. You ain't heard of everything. So, when you got money, his money, which is peanut money compared to billionaire, you know, although it's enough to do some things, to go some places. So one guy paid $20 million to go out and stay somewhere or somewhere. I forgot where they went. Or you can pay some millions to go to Mars. Now, is there life there, or have they came back and told you if there's life there now? And if there is life on Mars, when you think they're going to come tell you about it? Better yet, if there is life on Mars, if there is life on Mars, because I'm going to talk about other mysterious people too, like what took place with Prince and whatnot. You know, he wouldn't just sell his music, or you couldn't just download his music online, and he had a top security on his music, then suddenly he's gone and they own his music, which he didn't die neither. None of these guys, all these guys will play ball. Or do what they have to do. And Prince wasn't an idiot neither. He was more subtle, although he had some genius skills, not just in his music, although he had an imagination or creativity as well. And he's also in those cities. You guys got to give these people some credit, man, some of these people. You can't think everybody's like you, a fucking idiot. That's not everybody. Some of us have minds. That is not applying to everybody. All right, let's go on with this.
Based on the success of the High Line, an abandoned elevated railway converted into a large public space, the aim is to give an unused trolley terminal a makeover. It's expected to be opened by 2020. The natural light would be directed below ground using a system called remote skylight, based on parabolic reflectors and optics by the cables. Wow! Number 4. Réseau Montréal. This is the largest subterranean complex in the world and has been in use since the 1960s. It's a way of hiding from the terrible cold temperatures they suffer. You can find multi-level shopping centers, hotels, restaurants, and metro stations. It's all linked by tunnels. 5.
Okay, why are there parks and restaurants and schools and all kinds of things underground in these places if they ain't people living down there? What is the purpose of all that? They might have some things not just as nice down there than up here, if not the same. You all don't think they the same? You think they're underprivileged because they're underground? You don't think these people won't spend no money building underground? You don't think you can? You don't think Kobe's got enough money to go on an island somewhere on ground or on top, under the ground or on top of the ground, whichever? Really? You think he's been traveling for 17 years, 18 years, playing ball? Now suddenly, you all have to think, man, seriously. You know, how come none of these planes, all these planes traveling with athletes and people every day, and helicopters and whatever else they want to take, how come they don't ever drop down while these people are making all this money for them? Why you only get a bad pilot or something goes wrong only when you ain't got no more revenue coming in? Then suddenly you got a situation. Now, why is that?
Underground city, Helsinki. This underground city includes more than 125 miles of tunnels filled with everything you would expect in the underground city. And the best thing is that they have plans to continue to expand subterranean public spaces. Number 6, Subtropolis, Kansas City. This city occupies 11,000 acres of abandoned limestone mines since 1964. More than 1,600 people work in this natural climate-controlled rock-carved space every day. We can find everything from cave-aged cheese to car storage space and an array of small businesses. Also, it naturally maintains temperatures between 18 and 21 degrees Celsius all year round. Number 7. Underground Science City, Singapore. In Singapore, they've had space problems for a long time, so they designed this underground science city for up to 4,200 scientists and professionals in research and development facilities. But also, there are many restaurants and shopping malls. Number 8, Burlington, UK. This is a city built by the British in 1955 in case of a nuclear attack. A 35-acre network of hidden entrances, streets, canteens, and purpose-built rooms to house the Prime Minister, the entire British government, and the royal family. It even had a telephone switchboard and a hospital in the city. However, it's been closed off since 1991. Number 9, Derinkuyu, Turkey. This is an ancient, multi-level underground city extending to a depth of approximately It is large enough to have sheltered as many as 20,000 people, together with their livestock and food stores. This city could be closed from the inside with huge stone doors and had ventilation and running water. Are you ready to live underground? Comment below.
All right. Well, there you have it. Now, you need another introduction. There's plenty. You do the rest, you know. I took you to the well. Now you need to get your own water. That's how this works. So that was the audio. All right. Well, we are going to bring this to a close then. The purpose of this particular episode is just to get you a nucleus in rotating on thinking. not just on this scenario, just period. This is just a prelude on bigger and greater things that you should be thinking of. This is also just a prelude on what you're going to need activated in order for you to survive, period. So take to mind and take to heart the truth. Embrace the truth. Neglect who is coming from or how it's coming from or what source. Embrace the fact of thinking and the freedom of thinking. That's your most freest that you could have as a human being, is your ability to control your own reality, which is your thought, not somebody else controlling that. Or your own reality and your own energy, which is your ability to think. So with that said, I'm going to sign off. Righteous power.